Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
All right, let's get to the first game on a Sunday. This one out at Apex Oval at Dubbo. The Rabbitohs hosting the Raiders out there. Ame Selle into the reserves. He's coming back from a calf complaint. Davey Mowali is the only change for the Rabbits after their tight win in Magic Round for the Raiders. Huge inclusion. Jack Whiten coming back after that two-match ban. So interesting, Brad Schneider out. Matt Frawley stays in. I like that. And Zach Wolford, who's been named in the starting side, I thought he was excellent for them last week. He's a clever little player. Off the back of a much improved, I really think the Frawley-Whiten combination works. But has the market warmed to the Raiders after that win, Tristan?
Certainly has. It certainly has. It opened at 5.5 and there's been money for the Raiders since then. It's into 4.5, 185 the plus, 195 the minus, 157 South Sydney, 240 Canberra, and 42.5 the line. I've been waiting for a moment to oppose the Bunnies for a long time, and they were very fortunate to get away with the win against the Warriors. They really let them back into the game. Canberra were good against the Sharks. Can they do it 2 weeks in a row? I thought the Bunnies are going to get another saloon passage when they're not quite in form, but maybe the Raiders have just turned the tide a touch. Neutral ground. So I just think 4.5 the line, 240. I thought it might have been a little bit closer than where that's sitting.
Make sure you remember to go and put the oven on, Tristan. That's clearly what the alarm was about there. So
it was either that or no lunch bets this week. Listen, that was the Raiders' best win of the season last week and possibly their best win of 12 months. I loved their attitude. I was against them. I thought Cronulla could win. Absolutely took it to them, but they were really physical and their defence and their effort was outstanding. There was one occasion they're down with two guys in the sin bin. Elliot Whitehead was just outstanding as a leader, especially when they were missing Whiten and had a couple of other key guys out. Jimmy, you're right about Wolford. He came on at the right time. He opened them up. How good to see a hooker get through the middle and set that try up. And for those in the conversation who remember his father, he is just a spitting image of his father as a player. And how would you be going around with the nickname of Grub Junior? Hey? I know, Germ Junior, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, there you go. I mean, he looks at a real talent. And I think with him and Starling, that gives them a little bit of that balance. Both teams are on the road. It's out to Dubbo. My weather crystal ball tells me we're going to get a dry track at Dubbo. I just think there's lots of points in this. I don't like the Rabbits. I don't like what they're doing. I don't like where they're headed. They're not hard to oppose here. I thought 4.5 was a good position, but I do think that there's points in the game. I think they'll both leak and they'll both play some footy. And, very interesting game. I'm with the Raiders for the upset.
This was the Panthers-Rabbitohs game last year. There was 1,000,000 points scored on that dry, fast track at Apex Oval. So I agree with you on that one, on the overs. And then the other thing about it is too, you know, look at was 62 points in the game for the Rabbitohs last week. Some of the passing of Cody Walker was absolutely sublime. Like, I've got to say, some of those that you know, he hadn't quite got that right this year. And in the first half against the Warriors, he just shredded defences. He just took every right option, which it really is. To see it is to appreciate it. Really good. I also love the fact that Whiten and Frawley are the halves. They complement each other so well. It's exactly what you want, isn't it, Jared? Listen, you just steer me around. Hey, Jack, when you want the ball, you let me know. Because, you know, you're the ball runner. You've got the long kicking game. You're the guy that, you know, you don't need to think about where we are in the field and what's got to come next. I'll do that. So that works. And young Wolford, I've watched him play through the under-20s and through the New South Wales Cup over the years. Cheeky, smart, elusive, crafty. Like, he's a good little player at his best, and we saw the best of him in his first game. I love the Raiders at +4.5. I thought Hudson Young played his best game I've ever seen him play. And he epitomised what you said, Jared, was, okay, let's get physical with them and see how they respond. And that's often been a Canberra Raiders trade, a trade of Ricky Stewart coach side. So they did it again, and they did it with some success